At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on a game day. This is the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. And today we focus on the local pro football team, the Washington Commanders, because here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, it's a Commanders game day. Stay locked to 910 The Fan, 3 hours pregame, 3 hours postgame for the Commanders official radio broadcast. It is a Commanders game day, Monday Night Football, and we are live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck, where you can join me, come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show as we preview Monday Night Football, Washington at Kansas City. And we will bring on Michael Phillips, who made the trip to Kansas City. Yeah. He is from Kansas City. He's back in Kansas City. He'll be covering Monday Night Football at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. And then we will also go behind enemy lines. No, not with Michael Phillips. We like him. We'll go behind enemy lines with Soren Petro. Soren is a host on Kansas City Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. So we'll get his perspective behind enemy lines. Hokie Steve is happy about his Hokies and his Ravens. He's going to stop by at 2 p.m. from Capitol Ale House. And so can you. Take an extended lunch break on a Monday. You deserve it. Monday night is burger night. Back like it never left. Back and better than before. $2.95 for a cheeseburger, or add bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. That's 3 p.m. to midnight. But you know how we like to start the show every day? By catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
All right, it was a crazy Sunday in the NFL, filled with upsets and games that were pretty much blowouts. There was only one game that went down to the wire. We're going to start with a blowout between the Dolphins and the Falcons. Yeah, that's how you get your name off of the hot seat for at least 1 week, McDaniel, with a 34-10 win over the Atlanta Falcons. One of the worst games I've seen from Bijan Robinson. 9 carries for 25 yards, and he coughed it up, put it on the turf. But it was Tua Tagovailoa, 20 of 26. Incredible completion percentage. He threw 4 tutties, including this one, to Jaylen Waddle.
10th play of the drive. Here they come. There he goes, Waddle. Look at him fly. You can kiss him goodbye. Waddle, touchdown. 43-yard strike.
Let's get to the game of the weekend, though. That was Joe Flacco and the Bengals against the New York Jets, who had yet to win a game, coached by Aaron Glenn. And it wasn't the defense that won this one, as Joe Flacco threw for 223 yards, 2 touchdown passes. They got 181 yards on the ground and had a commanding lead in this game. until they didn't, and it disappeared. And the Jets came roaring back in the fourth quarter, scoring 23 points, including Breece Hall throwing a touchdown pass. Here is the call on the Fan.
That they're looking at as they took a closer look at him, and that just adds to the intrigue here down the stretch. Hall, boy, thought about it, now tosses to the end zone, he's got Taylor for the Jets' touchdown.
Extra point is good, 39-38, and that would be your final score as Flacco's fourth down throw is incomplete, dropped by Yosivas, and the Jets win 39-38. How about the Denver Broncos in their game against the Dallas Cowboys? Yeah, that's the performance that I wanted to see from Denver, because there's nothing better than Washington winning and watching Dallas lose. Hopefully we'll watch the Skins get a win tonight, but it was the Broncos all over the Cowboys. Bo Nix, 247 yards and four tutties, but I thought they won that game because of the rushing attack. But combo of R.J. Harvey and J.K. Dobbins for over 150 yards and two tutties. Here's the call.
They go with Harvey on the toss, and there goes Harvey. Harvey's got a first down. Harvey's looking for the end zone. Harvey takes it home.
So the Broncos win 44-24. Yep, Cowboys fall back down to earth and back below 500, now sitting at 3-4-1. So that means the Eagles basically have a three-game lead once again on anybody in the division, as they were dominant in a 38-20 defeat over the Giants. A couple big injury notes. Saquon Barkley, after breaking out for 150 yards, goes down with a groin injury. We don't know the latest, but we do know Cam Scataboo is lost for the season after he suffers a terrible leg injury in the defeat. Sunday Night Football, Packers against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Aaron Rodgers did not get the last laugh. On National Tight End Day, it was Kraft who was dominant. Tucker Kraft for the Pack. Here he is on a 24-yard catch and run.
Pressure coming. He picked it up. Inside. Kraft's got it. At the 10. Kraft running away to the end zone. He has two touchdowns.
I mean, is he the new Travis Kelce stub? Is he the best tight end in football right now? He destroyed Washington, and then on Sunday Night Football, he was unbelievable. Seven catches for 143 yards and two touchdowns. When he's been healthy this year, he has been pretty much unguardable. It's been incredible. I'm Adam Epstein. Let's move over to the NBA on the Sports app. So the season fully underway despite the ongoing investigation that has Terry Rozier out for the Miami Heat and Chauncey Billups out as the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers. On Friday night, the Wiz got a dub, a big dub, over the Mavericks, their first win of the season, 117-107, as Keyshawn George, the talented second-year pro, scored 34 points, and the Wiz rally to beat the Mavs. On Sunday, it was not the same story. It was the Charlotte Hornets all over the Wiz, 139-113. But once again, we only care about tracking the youngsters. And the second-year stud, Keyshawn George, was held to just 6 points. But you saw a breakout game from Alex Sarr, 21 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. And a pretty good game off the bench once again from Trey Johnson, as he connects on 2 of 7 from 3, along with 18 points. He had 4 rebounds and 2 assists. Here is the call on the radio party.
McCollum throws the Sarr, foul line. Now in the right corner, Trey Johnson, catch and shoot for 3, and fair! He's got 8, 58-51.
He's got that quick release
Cam
on
Whitmore
the catch.
Cam Whitmore had 10. C.J. McCollum led all Wizards scorers with 24. So the Wiz are, I believe, 2-1 now, or 1-2, excuse me, a few games into the season. They will face off against the Sixers, who have had an awesome couple games from V.J. Edgecombe. They are yet to lose this season. That game will be Tuesday night. Let's get to college football on the Sports app. So we'll start with Virginia Tech. This game was played on Friday night. Friday night lights from Lane Stadium in Blacksburg, and it's always fun. It does not matter the record. It does not matter. Thursday night football, Friday night, Saturday night. A primetime game in Blacksburg is something you got to tell your kids about. And that was another classic on Friday night. If you stayed up late, you witnessed a thriller. In double overtime, Virginia Tech defeats Cal 42-34. Here's Heath with the go-ahead touchdown.
Drones will throw to the end zone. And it's caught by Heath for a touchdown.
Now, Stubb, I know it's been a tough season for your Hokies, but if you stayed up late, you saw an awesome victory, and I got to give a shout-out to the crowd. They were taking their shirts off. It was, like, past midnight there, and they were still going nuts, rooting for their Hokies. So even though it's been a tough season, that fan base is spectacular. Over to the Cardiac Cavs, and they certainly are the Cardiac Cavs this season. UVA football stays undefeated in this unreal season in the ACC with a victory over Bill Belichick, Chapel Bill, and the UNC Tar Heels in overtime. UVA scores. They get the extra point after a 10-10 ball game entering extra time. UNC scores, and Bill Belichick decides to go for two. Here's the final call.
Snap. Lopez to his left, throws, it's caught, and Hall did not get in, and Virginia wins.
They reviewed it. He is short by about an inch. The Cardiac Cavs season stays alive, and their dream of making the college football playoffs remains a reality. This is now an overtime win, double overtime against Florida State, overtime against Louisville. They won against Washington State at home with a safety, 22-20, and now defeating North Carolina on the road, the oldest rivalry in the South in overtime, 17-16. What a fantastic season for the Hoos. Let's go over to Major League Baseball on the Sports app. As we are in the middle of the October Classic, there is Game 3 tonight with the series tied one game apiece. So while my eyeballs will be glued to Monday Night Football, I'm sure baseball fans around the country and internationally will be watching Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers against the Blue Jays. But let's recap where we're at right now. So on Friday, the Blue Jays powered home six runs in the middle of that game to take the lead and go on to win 11-4. Turnaround on Saturday, and it was the Dodgers 5-1. It was Smith with a home run, giving them a 2-1 lead.
The 3-2. High drive deep to left field. It's Smith with a big swing into the second deck. He's given the Dodgers the lead in the seventh.
And then we go to the seventh. Still at the plate is LA, and they would take a 2-1 lead and make it 3-1 with Muncy homering to left.
Fastball lifted in the air, deep left field. Lucas going back, opposite field bomb.
Max Muncy
with a second solo shot of the inning.
19 home runs. And the Dodgers would get the win 5-1, setting us up for this pivotal Game 3 tonight. So let's go over to the NHL on the Sports app. So not a good game for the Washington Capitals. Just wanted to update you the latest, though, for the Caps. This game being played on Saturday night, it was all Ottawa, 7-1. So Capitals now 6-3 on the season with 12 points, sitting, I believe, tied in the standing second place. And they've got a game tomorrow night against the Dallas Stars. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. I'm here at Capitol Ale House. Michael Phillips is in Kansas City, and he'll be heading to Arrowhead Stadium tonight. We'll crosstalk with MP next on AWOD Radio.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local, here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders, and we are here at Capital Ale House in Innsbruck, broadcasting live, as you can check me out here every Monday, recapping the college and NFL action from the weekend, and it's a special show today, as it is a Commanders game day show. All right, joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline is Michael Phillips, who's live in Kansas City. We call this segment Crosstalk on the Fan.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on the Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on the Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
All right, Michael, paint us a picture, set the scene. Where are you? How far are you from the stadium? What's the weather like today?
Happy game day to you, Adam. It's been rainy ever since I landed in Kansas this weekend. Light mist right now, expected to move out by game time, but it will be cloudy and cool here in Kansas City. If you've never been to Arrowhead Stadium, it is an absolute treat. Loudest building in the NFL. The fans are passionate. They'll be at their smokers, best smelling parking lot in football, full of barbecue this afternoon. Then they'll all go in for the 8:15 kickoff. Cheer on the Chiefs. I am not down there yet, but we'll migrate down that way soon just to capture the smells so that I can share them with you tomorrow on this radio station.
And how does Washington win this game? Has your opinion changed, or is it like we talked last week, it's an old school, you know, keep away style game in which you eliminate a possession from Patrick Mahomes?
I go back to that preseason game where, you know, they had such a successful drive, that one drive with the ones, and, you know, they still didn't have Terry McLaurin, then they've got him tonight, but they used Debo Samuel, got him in space. They used Bill, got him in space. He was successful, and I think that was one of the takeaways I had last week from chatting with Cliff Kingsbury was he thinks the running game has been successful. He knows there's still room to improve, but he doesn't think it's been a failure so far. He really likes his running backs, and I think he's going to lean on them tonight, and they're going to have to carry the load. This is a big night for Sam Cosmi, who's coming back from injury. Big night, of course, for Laremy Tunsil at left tackle. This is a line that's going to be able to set the tone, but Cliff Kingsbury is going to be the one to get the first downs by scheming the run game, the yardage, and that will make everything easier for Marcus Mariota in the pass game for Terry McLaurin returning to action. I've said a lot about the offense, Adam, but as you know, I believe this is the game the defense has to put up a respectable showing. As so much hand-wringing over how bad they've been this year. They know that. DQ knows that. Joe Witt knows that. This is the opportunity to get back to the things that were going so well last year. This wasn't a world-beater defense last year. This wasn't, right, you know, a Pro Bowl defense, but they were consistent, and they got off the field and they made plays. And this year's group just hasn't done that. It's a big test for them tonight.
Yeah, no, you're so right about that. But, you know, that's what I was talking about on Saturday on my show is, like, well, the defense was bad last year, and it might be slightly worse this year, might be the same, but it's the offense that has taken a step back, and that's how we get going again, is by scoring some points early in games and giving the defense a lead to play with, and then maybe they can get more stops. Michael, I was talking on Saturday, and I had some callers who made some good points here. So at one point in this game, I want to see a lineup, all right, that has Terry McLaurin out wide right, all right? We'll have Debo Samuel slot right and Zach Ertz to the right also. Who's on the opposite side? So you have your three best weapons on the right side. Who are you putting on the left? Because they're going to have one-on-one.
Who do you trust the most out of the rest of them? Like, I think the easy answer is to say Luke McCaffrey. He's earned it over the last few weeks. I think Jalen Lane's certainly a possible answer here. He just hasn't run a big playbook, but when he does, I've liked what I've seen from him so far. It's clear the coaching staff trusts Chris Moore, whatever we think of him. It's certainly clear the coaching staff trusts him. Robbie Chosen, he's a guy who's played in the league, right? You know, do you slot him into that? I'm not inspired by any of the four. You know, that's a tough matchup for whoever it is, even if you're going against, you know, a third corner, a fourth corner, a nickel or dime corner, whatever it might be. I don't know that I fully trust any of those four yet, but probably Luke McCaffrey is your answer just based on his surge the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think we're going to see Chris Moore, and it's going to upset me. I want it to be Jalen Lane. I wouldn't mind Robbie Anderson. I thought as bad as that team performance was against the Cowboys, he was a bright spot with his individual effort. So we'll see if he gets more playing time tonight. Changes defensively. I think we both want Marshon Lattimore benched. I very much want Joe Witt Jr. down on the sidelines. I don't think either of those things actually happened tonight, though.
I'm very curious. I agree with you. He's not coming down from the booth. I don't think that's happening. I'm very curious to see what defensive lineup they bring out, though, because they have teased at personnel changes this week. They have not tipped their hand in any way on what those will look like, what that's going to involve. I think fans will be watching and judging that lineup and how they perform. This is a referendum week on Dan Quinn and Joe Witt, right? You know, one of the knocks on Dan Quinn, he sticks with the veterans for too long. He's too loyal to his guys. We've now got a large body of work this season and last season as well that shows that some of these guys shouldn't be out there. Marshon Lattimore is the number one on that list. Is he willing to make that adjustment? Is he willing to make the unpopular decision, at least in his mind, and do something now in this moment where it's very much needed?
Washington against the Kansas City Chiefs tonight. So the latest with the injury report, Michael, Daron Payne's the big one?
To me, Daron Payne's the big one because he's been so disruptive. He's been one of their best players this season. Matt Gay is on the injury report. He was added on Friday, so they have until 4 o'clock today, Adam, to call somebody up from the practice squad or make a move. So I think we're keeping our eye on that deadline as well. So by 4 o'clock, we'll know if he's going to kick tonight. I mean, I'd remind you of that Giants game last year. Giants bring an injured kicker. He injures himself on the opening kickoff. Commanders walk off with a 21-18 win because they couldn't kick extra points. You know, these things feel small, but they can, in fact, be very large if the game ends up being close. So I've got my eye on that situation. You know, how's he going to play? Is he going to be able to play? Will he be able? Will it impact his range at all? His range is already, you know, one of the lower end of the NFL, right? You know, you can't trust him from 50 and beyond. How's that going to impact the game? But yeah, I come back to Daron Payne. His availability is the big one tonight. He's been so disruptive, such a playmaker, and you need that against the Chiefs. You need that against Patrick Mahomes. They will have to generate positive plays in order to win this game.
So, Michael, we know about the slow starts. Everybody's talking about the slow starts. Washington likes to defer. Will they change that tonight if they win the coin toss?
No, because it's still not smart to do. Somebody did it yesterday. I can't remember. Somebody in one of the early games did it yesterday. I was like, I would enjoy watching this. This would be his thing. This is a group that is still consistently better in the second half than the first half. Cliff Kingsbury is consistently a better play caller. The more the game goes on, the more he sees of the defense. Jaden Daniels, of course, was so good at that. I don't have a gauge on Marcus Mariota where he stands, but I am playing to my coach's strength, not to some sort of vague momentum thing. I want Cliff Kingsbury to have the more valuable possession when it is more valuable to him, and that is in the second half.
Yeah, I disagree. I want my defense to somehow be able to come out there and not be losing or tied. I want a first drive to end in a field goal or a touchdown. I feel like that's the only way you're beating the Chiefs, is if you score first tonight.
What if you double up around halftime, though? That's fun, too, when they do that, right?
But who's the good time management team and who's been the bad one this season? I mean, come on now. You think we're going to pull a fast one on Andy Reid?
Andy Reid's probably got Dan Quinn if we're doing skin tangibles on how they manage the clock. I would love to see that improve today as well, but like your earlier comment, I don't have a lot of optimism.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so Washington wins tonight. Who's the game MVP?
I think it's whoever makes the takeaway on defense, whoever creates that big turnover. Hopefully, Mikey Sanders still, I know he's capable of it. We've seen it last year. He's been so close this year. He's had some bad misses. This would be a great night for him to turn the corner, turn the field, flip the field, set them up. I think offensively it's Deebo Samuel. I think if he can get 100 total yards, that will put them in a really good place, allow them to use the rest of the offense. But, man, you need a play on defense. You need something to spark this team. We haven't seen a lot of that this year.
Yeah, absolutely. MP, thanks for the time, man. Enjoy the game tonight.
Thank you. Catch you tomorrow. I'm going to go eat some barbecue.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. What up? It's AWOD. We are live and local from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. It's Burger Night, back like it never left, back and better than before, 3 p.m. to midnight. Get a cheeseburger for $2.95 or add bacon and beer cheese for $3.95. We are here live and local till 3 p.m. on a Commanders game day. And I told Stubb, the Commanders just tweeted a video with the caption, "Find a way." And I feel that. I mean, as I sit here right now, I feel that. Those three words resonated with me and how I feel about this game tonight. I need a win. I don't care how. I don't care by how much. Just get a win. Save the season. Save my world. It would make my day if the Commanders can get a win. Let's take a listen to that video.
In 8 days, we play again. It has to be better, man.
They take a knee, and that will be that. And the Bears win!
About as uncomfortable as it gets.
We are a way better team than what we put on tape nowadays. So.
But you gotta find a way.
We just gotta find a way.
You gotta save yourself. You know, sink or swim. So that's what it is.
One man, one sound, bro. Everybody on one pace.
They're playing what feels like an unstoppable force right now with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Our focus needs to be sharper. That's the bare minimum.
Also make the choice to absolutely go for it. Not going to be easy, but we're not staying in this space either.
Find a way, and I truly feel like this team right now is still holding on to the success of last season. I mean, if you hear the interviews with the players, they all say, like, we are way better than what we've put on tape so far. If you are, prove it. We need to drop the success from last season because we don't even have a team identity from this season, and we're here at week 8 right now. We can't be thinking about last season anymore. Can't be talking about last season. Last season doesn't matter. There are no two NFL seasons that are the same. And so this season's gotten off to a bad start. It's been a rocky road. Time to get the train back on the tracks right now. Week 8 captains. Luke McCaffrey, Javon Kinlaw, Jacob Martin. You guys know I do love this bit, even though a lot of you guys fans have kind of turned on Dan Quinn already. in his second season. I do love that he does week-by-week captains, which gives everybody on the roster a chance to prove themselves. And I'll start with Luke McCaffrey, who has certainly proved himself in special teams and is starting to really develop at the wide receiver position. And yes, Terry McLaurin's back. And yes, Deebo Samuel's back. But Luke McCaffrey deserves an opportunity to go out there and make a play. And I'm looking forward to him getting not just maybe a screen pass or, you know, an end around, but getting him the ball in space to use his speed to really create an explosive play. Javon Kinlaw. If Washington's going to win this game, they need a vintage Javon Kinlaw performance that he was giving earlier this season, which was just eating up running backs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I mean, he was eating them up and spitting out the leftovers. I mean, this is a guy here that everybody questioned this signing. I didn't, because I believe in Adam Peters, but everyone questioned the money that he was making. It was kind of a like-for-like swap with Jonathan Allen, but Jonathan Allen's a name in the NFL. Kinlaw was not. But if you've seen him play this season, yeah, he has not been good at rushing the passer, but at his best, he has been one of the best at stopping the run. And if Washington's going to win tonight, they have got to eliminate the rushing attack for the Kansas City Chiefs that's been top 15. It's been solid this season. And then Jacob Martin. I really do think this is a big game for Jacob Martin here, and I like him being chosen as a captain, because for Washington to win this game, they need to rush the passer, and Dorrance Armstrong is out. Dietrich Wise is done for the season. I was looking for a Von Miller performance here. Von Miller's not going to get the snaps. Jacob Martin is going to get those snaps tonight. He is going to be in the lineup often. Can he give us a big performance that we haven't really gotten from him so far this season? It's time to drop everything from last season and create an identity for this season, and that's got to be a team that controls the trenches. That's what we did at our best last season. We were a great running football team. Jaden created all the highlights with his arm, and of course Terry had a franchise record in touchdowns, but the reason we were so successful last year was running the football. And so tonight's game starts with running the football and stopping the run. Stopping the run. And then we've got to create some explosives. But that's why I'm super excited to have Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel back. And those guys are explosive playmakers. Zach Ertz can have a big game. He's a superstar tight end, just like the one on the other side is in Travis Kelce. Both those guys have an incredible football IQ. They just read the game and understand when is a spot for them to make a play. We're going to need Zach Ertz to step up in a big way, as he had quite a few drops last week in the loss at the Dallas Cowboys. So those are your Week 8 captains. What's it going to take for Washington to win this game? I really do believe we have got to find a way to steal a possession from the Kansas City Chiefs, either with a turnover on downs, forcing a turnover, or playing the clock right at the end of the half and to start the third quarter. We have got to find a way to, at the end of the day, we had 8 drives and they had 7. I mean, because if Patrick Mahomes gets one last drive, he gets that 8th drive, he'll go out and win this game, because that's what he does. We have to find a way to steal a drive from them by playing the clock management game or getting a big stop defensively. But I'll tell you, last week I was doom and gloom. I mean, I was sitting right here where I am right now. Misery Monday. And it bled over into a terrible Tuesday and a worried the season is over on Wednesday. And it wasn't until Thursday, when we got Terry McLaurin and Deebo back in practice, that I started feeling a little bit optimistic. But as I sit here today now, I absolutely do believe there's a chance we can win this game, because crazier things have happened in the National Football League. And we have a solid quarterback in Marcus Mariota. I do think he is one of the best backups in the NFL. And it feels like it's a year of backups once again. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. Well, 833-804-0910. Save the season. Save my world, Commanders. 833-804-0910. You can tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. Trevor tweets us, AWOD, it's Monday. Anything can happen in the NFL. I'm hoping and praying the Commanders can be competitive. Maybe we lock in and get a win tonight. I want to hear from you guys, Commanders fans. Is that what you're just hoping for, this team to be competitive? Because to me, that's not good enough. It's not. I told my dad today, I don't want to stay up till 11:30 tonight just to see Harrison Butker kick a game-winning field goal. What would make me happy is kicking their ass. I want a great performance from start to finish and a double-digit victory. I don't want to squeak by at the end of the day with a game-winning drive. No, I want to demolish them. I want to come out and have a statement win. I mean, at the end of the day, people will be saying maybe the Kansas City Chiefs aren't as good as they were last year, and maybe Washington is absolutely a contender once again. It just takes one great performance. We've had two great performances this year, the Giants and the Vegas Raiders. We can do better than that. And this is an opportunity right here with the world watching on Monday Night Football. We can be embarrassed. We can walk off the field looking like we didn't just get defeated in this game, but our season's defeated. Or we can go out there and punish the Chiefs because they will make mistakes. They have not been perfect. They've been far from perfect this season. They will give us an opportunity. We have to go out there and take it. Find a way. Find a way. That's the theme for tonight's game. Find a way to get a dub at the end of the day. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Richmond's home for the Commanders. We've got you covered 3 hours pregame and 3 hours postgame as well as the official radio broadcast with Bram Weinstein, London Fletcher, and Logan Paulson here on Richmond's home for the Commanders. 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. We are live and local here on a Monday, October 27th. Commanders game day. Coverage all day long here on 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders. You can hear the official radio broadcast right here on 910 The Fan tonight, starting 3 hours before kickoff and going 3 hours postgame as well. And we want to hear from you throughout the show today. What's it going to take for Washington to win? 833-804-0910. Also wanted to do a vibe check because I got a ton of calls from Saturday when we opened up the line stub and did a vibe check, and a lot of people felt like the season was over already. I mean, I felt that way last week. I've kind of turned the corner a little bit, and I'm starting to get optimistic. I just love watching my team play football. So, of course, by the time it's game day, I'm going to be super excited as much as I was doom and gloom last week. But so many callers were like, yeah, we've got no chance. The season's over. They want Adam Peters gone. Dan Quinn gone. I mean, just so many people have turned their backs already on this regime. And what I was saying is, where were you 2 years ago or 5 years ago or 20 years ago? These are the first guys that have actually had success. We have to stick with them. But this has been a learning I mean, this has been a learning experience and maybe a little bit of a reality check this season, but it's not over yet. There's still 10 games to play. And how's Washington going to win tonight? I totally agree with what Kevin Sheehan is saying today on his show. He said Washington wins this game by shortening the game. Washington wins this game by shortening the game. And, yeah, I mean, it does feel pretty obvious that we're not going to go into Kansas City and win in a shootout against the Chiefs. We have to get them off their game plan. Take an early lead, somehow make them one-dimensional with an inability to run the ball. And then on offense, we have to have long, sustained drives down the field where we take 5, 6, 7 minutes off the clock and then convert in the red zone to the end zone. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on The Fan. So we'll be talking Commanders throughout the show, and we'll take your phone calls next on the Richmond Commander. But there was a VCU basketball game last night, yesterday afternoon, at the Siegel Center. You heard me on the pregame broadcast right here on 910 The Fan. And next Monday, November 3rd, we'll be back on the air for the official season opener at home against Wagner. But I wanted to recap the game right now as we go a little bit of inside the Ram horns here. Ward, Tracy drive the Rams to win in the final exhibition tune-up against Fairfield. I did not realize the storyline, but I was here for it. Stub, it was a revenge game 44 years in the making. That's because in 1981, in their lone regular season meetup, Fairfield won in overtime 58-54. Fast forward from 1981 to 2025, VCU won 82-64 as junior guard, the transfer from LSU, poured in a game-high 18 points, leading VCU. Four players were in double figures in the win over Fairfield at home, their final regular preseason game before the regular season. So redshirt senior guard Jadrian Tracy added 11, 9 rebounds and 5 assists as well. Brandon Jennings and Michael Bell also kicked in 10 points apiece. And I thought Bell changed the game with his energy defensively, and that led to offense for the Rams. Here's Michael Bell in transition for the Rams.
Mahez, right side, driving in on Noel. His shot rejected by Furman, who just checks in and blocks away. Rams on a fast break. Michael Bell driving, off-balance jumper, good! Michael Bell off the glass, sticks it in.
The finisher!
19-9, Rams by 10.
And the big stuff was VCU shot much better from the field. 52%, including 57% in the first half, leading by 13 at the break, and they would hold on to win by 18. They never trailed in the contest, and it was actually a start by a true freshman guard, which you'd never see right now in this era of college basketball. Nick Lewis, back-to-back threes by Nick Lewis and Jadrian Tracy to take an 8-2 edge, and the Rams would never trail, leading by as many as 20 in the game. They outscored the Stags 20-3 in fast break opportunities. That was one of the three keys to victory for me. I wanted the Rams to push the pace, as I think they're going to continue to push the pace this season, because Phil Martelli Jr.'s 2 years at Bryant, they were among the nation's leaders in fast break points, up-tempo basketball, and points per game. And so that was big. Fast break points, 20-3. I wanted less turnovers by the Rams, and they only had 11. That was much better. I called for less than 12. I thought they were smart with the basketball. They got good shots, and they hit them when they were open. 32% from three. We want better than that, but Tyrell Ward, 3 of 5. Jadrian Tracy, 2 of 5. We will take that. Brandon Jennings knocked down his lone three-point opportunity as he had 10 points and 4 assists in the game. I don't know that we are still fully aware of what the full lineup and rotations will be throughout this season. I think he's still kind of tweaking that, but the starting lineup that the Rams put out there was solid and gave them a lead. And then I thought that, like I said, Michael Bell was really good off the bench for VCU, and Tyrell Ward as well in his 19 minutes. Here is Tyrell Ward with a slam. Robbie Robinson on the call.
Haylen Rollins, his pass deflected. Loose ball picked up by Jennings. Throws it up to Ward. Wide open dunk by Ward. 4 straight points and a timeout called.
So I am super excited for this upcoming season because of the unknown. We just don't know who's going to be the big shot taker, who's going to be the big shot maker, who's going to be our defensive specialist, who's going to be the leading ball handler for this team. They've got four different guys that can really handle the rock. And so every time I talk with Coach Phil Martelli Jr., he preaches competitive and a competitive environment and competition. And I think that's what's going to really help the Rams this season is there's competition at guard, at shooting guard, at wing, at forward, at center. It's all over the board. And hopefully the best guys will end up getting the most minutes when we get to March. But it's going to be competition across the board. And that's what I'm excited for with this upcoming season. So the Rams get a win in their final exhibition game of the preseason, 82-64. A 13-point lead at the break becomes an 18-point victory as the Rams shot 51%, 63% from the free throw line, which is not very good, but they got 27 opportunities from the line, which I did really like. Won the rebounding battle, won the points in the paint battle, won the points off turnover battle against Fairfield. It was a good performance. Not the best show up from the crowd, but I think everybody is going to be excited next Monday for this season opener against Wagner, the official start of the Phil Martelli Jr. era. So I had a good time at the Stew yesterday. The Rams win 82-64. I still think Tyrell Ward's going to end up being the fan favorite this year, and he's not just a three-point shooter. We all didn't know much about him. The resume said he's going to hang around the three-point line and shoot 40% like he did at LSU. But he has attacked the basket. You heard a dunk there. He had a few highlight plays in this game and the black and gold game. So I think Tyrell Ward might be the fan favorite. I think Jadrian Tracy is probably the most talented guard that we have on this team. And then the guy with the most potential, I really think, is Lazar Djokovic, who maybe can bring it all together. I mean, he is on his third school in 3 years, and this is kind of what you see in this new era of transfer portal in college basketball. But hopefully he can have his best collegiate season this year at VCU. And if he doesn't, there's competition behind him with Christian Furman, who looked good. He had a sweet block shot. And then Keyshawn Mitchell, who's just super athletic, can block shots, can really handle the basketball, which is interesting for a guy that's nearly 7 foot. He's going to help the Rams push the pace. So it's going to be an exciting season, and it begins 1 week from today. But tonight, it's Monday Night Football, and it's a Commanders game day here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I'll give you my keys to victory and pathway to success as we return next, live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.